Matthew 13 and verse 3. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. Now this is wisdom that has been hid from generations from the foundation of the world. Behold, a sower went forth to sow. Turn with me to Psalms chapter 16 and verse 11. Psalm 16 and verse 11. And say amen when you get there. All right, Psalm 16, verse 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, pleasures forevermore. Praise God. The path of life. Everybody said the path of life. The path of life. I want to talk about that tonight. Help us to see the will of God for the church, the will of God for us as individuals. Amen. Father, we thank you for the word of God tonight. We ask you to anoint it to our hearts. Touch us, lead us, guide us by the word. We give you honor, praise, and thanks in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. 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 You can be seated tonight. Praise the Lord. And we begin to look at the word of God here tonight, Matthew 13 and verse 3. The Bible says that he spoke many things unto them in parables. And it was so that those that had ears to hear would be able to perceive and understand what the Lord was trying to say. And he always used very simple things. Matthew chapter 13, and we read it here tonight. It says, when he sowed in verse 4, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell among stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Praise God. Now we know from this parable that Jesus was not talking about a farmer per se. He was talking about a spiritual farmer. He was talking about the church, amen, the sower. And that's what the church is. The church is the sower of the word of God. He's talking about the ministry. He's talking about people that have the truth of God in their heart and what they do with it. Amen. Another parable very similar is the parable of the talents. To one was given one, to one was given two, to another was given five. And they went and did their thing with the talents that God had given to them. And tonight we have some things that have been given to us. This particular parable here talks about the nature of the church and really what I would like to call tonight the path of life. Amen. It is really the path of life. And if you want to have life and life more abundantly, this is the path that you need to get on. Amen. And I'm probably going to lose some of us here tonight, but I'm going to go ahead and preach it anyway. But the truth of it is, the sower went forth to sow. Amen. He did not say, behold, a gatherer went forth to gather. Praise the Lord. A taker went out to take. We could reinterpret this verse, these verses of Scripture, and he could say that a gatherer went out to gather, and he went on wayside, and he snatched up some, and then he went to the stony places, and he snatched up some, and he went among the thorns, and he gathered a little bit there, and then he went to the good ground and had a heyday. Amen. Found a good crop and just marched out into the field and began to take and fill his baskets and went home that day with a whole lot more than what he started with. It doesn't say that. It does not read that way. And in fact, it is quite the opposite. Jesus said in Luke chapter 12 and verse 15, and he said unto them, take heed. Everybody said, take heed. And beware. Beware, amen. Take heed and beware of covetousness, For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. Amen. And so the opposite of a giving life is a covetous life. Amen. One centers around others and the other one centers around self. Amen. And none of us are able to gain enough in this life to make us happy. None of us are going to be able to gain enough to make us satisfied and feel fulfilled in the path that we are traveling in this life. Amen. The path of life is the pathway of giving. The pathway of life is the pathway of selflessness and giving and sharing and sowing in our lives. I've already lost some already, but that's all right. Luke chapter 6 and verse 38, Jesus said it this way, give. Everybody said give. Give. Amen. There's no parameters here. There is no specifics. It doesn't say give to this one or that one. It doesn't say anything like that. It is simply that four-lettered word, give. It is open-ended. It does not have any limitations to it. Amen. It is a tremendous opportunity. Praise God, because it is the only way to really get anything is to give something. Praise God. That's the only way that you can do it. We passed by some, we went this week to get my cuckoo clock, and we got my cuckoo clock. Praise the Lord, and it's cuckooing away. And on the way, we saw some grain, you know, the how they had piled it up on the ground and don't have enough silos. And as we passed through the countryside, we saw the silos and all of that where they store the grain. There would be no need for a silo. There would be no way to sell anything or to make bread or anything unless somebody took some seed and cast it into the ground. Amen. To some, it would seem like a waste of time, a waste of energy to put the seed into the ground, for it will die and it will never be recoverable. Amen. What you give away, you'll never get back. Amen. It's just a matter of giving, and a wise farmer will plant them in a certain place in the right way and all of that. And I believe that we need to be wise in our giving. Praise God. But I'm telling you tonight, we'll never have a storehouse until we have somebody that gives away some things that they have. Well, praise the Lord. And the greatest thing that we have is not our money and our possessions. Amen. But it is the truth of the Word of God. Amen. It is the treasure in earthen vessels that God has given to us. Amen. It is the seed that is in our sack tonight. Amen. That the sower takes and goes out and sows to a world that needs God. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. And so we give. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you met withal, it shall be measured to you again. And so the measure of our success and our prosperity is not in how much we gain, but in how much we give. Well, praise the Lord. I just lost a few more. Amen. But I'm going to keep on preaching tonight. Amen. Because it's truth. It is the Word of God. It is the will of God. Somebody said amen. 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 It is the will of God. It really is. And he said, the measure that you measure out. So if I plant one seed of tomato, I'm going to get one tomato plant. Not going to get any more than that. Just one. If I sow two, then I'm going to get two. If I sow five, I'm going to get five. This is a very basic principle. If I plant an acre of wheat, I'm going to get probably 40 to 80 bushel from that acre. If I plant 1,000 acres, then I'll get a whole lot more. If I plant 10,000, I'll get a whole lot more. Amen. I was somewhere eating breakfast one day, and I was listening to a young man, and he was talking to an older couple. He had his had his work clothes on and boots on, and I think if I remember right, he had a, you know, one of those pair of pliers you use for your fence to fix your fence and all that. And obviously, he worked on a ranch, and the older couple was saying, well, how big is your ranch? He said, well, it's not very big. It's only 5,000 acres. Amen. And I thought, well, if that isn't very big, I'd like to see a big one. Amen. And there's some big ones around here. There really are. And 10,000-plus acre ranches where they have big equipment and big harvesters. Amen. Big sowing operation, but not just sowing, reaping as well. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so the only way that we are going to receive, or for it to be given unto us, is that we give. And it gives us the principle here tonight that what we have is not what we get, but what is given to us. The Bible says, what do you have that has not been given unto you? You've been given your good looks. Amen. That was slick, wasn't it? Amen. Well, I've got a little bit of doubts on some of you and some of us here tonight. Amen. We're getting less good looking as we get a little bit older, and there's a few nods. Amen. But everything we've got's been given to us. You say, well, I've got what I worked for. No, you got what God gave you the ability to work for. You were born in America where you could have a good job. Amen. And you were born with a mind so that you could do the work that you do. Amen. You were given enough strength to make it to work and back. Amen. You were given talents and abilities. Everything that we have tonight has been given to us by God. Well, praise the Lord. And so the only thing that we really have in life is what is given to us. And the only way that things are going to be given to us is we must give. Well, praise the Lord. And so when we give, we receive back. Amen. A dream cometh from the multitude of business. I use that in that word business as busyness. Amen. And when we're busy and we're giving of our time and we're giving of our talents, we're giving of ourselves to a particular project, there seems to be something that takes place. I don't understand it completely, but I believe it is the hand of God. And I believe it works for the sinner and it works for the Christian as well. It is a principle in this life that will apply to you. Praise the Lord. If we get to the place where all we think about is ourself, amen, our four and no more, as they say, amen, we're in trouble. Our ability to receive will become severely limited, amen, because you cannot be given very much if you have not given very much. Well, praise the Lord. And the Bible says that an inheritance gotten quickly is not a good thing. Amen. The reason being is that there has been no giving to receive this. Amen. It is not resting upon any kind of a solid foundation. Praise God. What we have needs to be on a solid foundation. And if you're blessed tonight, you should thank God for it and understand that God gave it to you. Praise the Lord. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. God can take away what he gave. Amen. But if it is not built upon a solid foundation, it will not bring with it joy. It will not bring with it satisfaction. Amen. It will just be another possession along the way. Amen. And so the Bible tells us again here, Luke chapter 6 and verse 31. Here is the principle tonight. And as you would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. Amen. For if you love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners love those that love them. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, What thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies. I've already lost some more now. Amen. Anybody going to stay with me to the end here tonight? All right, I still got a few in my camp. Amen. But love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. For your reward shall be great. There's what comes back to us. And you shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. That's a capital F, meaning our Heavenly Father. Well, praise the Lord. Oh my, there's a whole lot right there in those few verses of Scripture tonight. Amen. But they are so powerful that I just felt like we needed to talk about it tonight. Amen. We want to be a receiving church, but in order for us to receive, we must be a giving church. Praise the Lord. It's not just about us here tonight. It's not just about feeling God and having the blessings of God in our services. And I thank God for His blessings that are among us. Amen. But if we ever get to the place where it becomes what I want and what I need, and if I don't get what I want and I don't get what I need, I'm telling you what, we are in serious spiritual trouble. Amen. We are, because the Word of God is contrary to that. Love your enemies and do good and lend and hope for nothing again, and your reward shall be great. Anybody want a great reward? Amen. Well, about half of us want a great reward. Amen. Well, I just want to make it through the pearly gates. I want a great reward. I don't know about you. Amen. I want to go over the top. I want to excel. I want to be the very best that I can be for God. And not only that, I want to be joyful along the way. Praise God. Because if you don't love your enemies, then you're going to hate your enemies. And people that hate are not happy people. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Well, praise God. And you hoard things and hold on to things and all of that. I'm telling you what, tonight, there is a better way. Praise God. And it's God's way. It's the path of life. He is kind to the unthankful. Have you ever thought, God, why didn't you just kill those people? Come on, smile. I'm just joking tonight. Amen. But in the back of your mind, you're thinking, God, why doesn't judgment come down on those folks? Look at what they did. Look at what they said. And we get those feelings in our hearts sometimes. Amen. God, why are you so merciful? Oh, I'm so glad he's merciful. Amen. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I know your sins were not that bad, and God picked you because you were the cream of the crop. Amen. You were the top shelf, and you were the very best, and that's why God came along and picked you and called your name. But I'm here to tell you tonight, your pastor's not that way. I was at the bottom when God found me. Amen. And if it wasn't for God tonight, I'd be lower than the bottom. Praise God. I needed salvation and he gave it freely to me. I needed the Holy Ghost and he poured it out freely. Praise God. And after I've served the Lord, I've fallen into sin. And you know what? I went back and repented and he freely gave me the Holy Ghost again. That's the kind of God that we serve tonight. That's why we love him. That's why we live for him, because he is kind and he is merciful. And he is gracious. Praise God. Praise the Lord. When we're a giving person, amen, we don't think about what's in it for us. Amen. But rather, now listen to this. This is powerful. We think about how God has treated us, and then we treat others in the same manner. Oh, God help us if we ever get to the place where we think God has treated us bad. But I'm telling you what, tonight, I've got breath in me. Amen. I've got a call of God upon my life. I've got the Holy Ghost down on the inside. I can never complain about my situation. Amen. I can never grumble about my situation. God has been good to me. Amen. In the words of Deontay Brown, God has been good to me. Amen. I'm thankful tonight for the goodness of God. I'm thankful tonight for the blessings of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't know. Maybe I do. I suppose I've probably got one or two enemies. Amen. I've had many that have done me wrong in life. Even after I've come to God, yes, I've had folks in the church that have done me wrong. Amen. And I'm trying to keep my attitude right. Amen. I'm trying to keep it straight and keep it right. Praise God. You know why? Because I've fallen away and God picked me up when I fell away. Amen. When I was down, He sent somebody my way to help me and to lift me up. What we give because of how God has treated us. Our measure is the way we have been treated by God. Amen. That's how we measure to others. That's how we're supposed to measure to others. Praise the Lord. Amen. And if God has given to you, then you and I should give to others. Because the opposite of giving is covetousness. Covetousness is a taking attitude. It is really the expression of pride. Amen. When we feel like the world is before us and it's there to get things for ourselves. It is there to take away from so that we can have more. Oh, but quite the contrary tonight, church. Amen. When we see the world as a place of opportunity to give ourselves. Amen. And to not live under the banner of covetousness, but under the banner of love. Amen. I do it because I love God. Amen. I'm trying to love others, and some are, it's real difficult to love. Amen. But I'm trying to love everybody. I'm trying to be kind to everybody because that's how God has been to me. I'm thankful for His blessings tonight. Amen. And what we've got to understand is that God is involved with us, and God sees everything that we do. For He said the measure that you measure out is the measure that will be measured back to you again. Who regulates this? Who keeps count of this? Who knows what I do and what I don't do? There's only one. That's God. He's the only one that's keeping record. Amen. He's the one who's going to give us our reward. Praise the Lord. Don't give to somebody else for a reward from them. Amen. You're getting a cheap return on your giving, on your investment. Because if you give me something, I really don't have the ability to give back to you like you want me to. And if you give to somebody else, they are not going to have the ability to give back to you, amen, in the manner or the measure that you would like for them to. And so if your hope is in that kind of return, you're going to be a very frustrated person all the days of your life. Praise the Lord. Well, I blessed them and they didn't bless me back like I thought they should. Well, I gave to them and they didn't even say thank you. Amen. I'll tell you what that is. That's trying to get a reward from an individual. It won't work. It never works. Because all have fallen short. Amen. We cannot measure up. If we try, we still can't. We make mistakes. We say it wrong. We do it wrong. Amen. We don't give back the way we probably should have. And maybe not because of any intentional thing. It's just that we don't have the ability sometimes. Amen. To follow through. And we don't have the comprehension. Maybe that's the word I want to say. We don't have the comprehension or the knowledge to bless that person the way they want to be blessed. Because it takes all the fun out of it when you say, you know, I'll give this to you if you'll bless me back with this. Then when they bless you back, it's only because of what you did for them. Amen. And there's no fun in that. Oh, but it's a whole lot of fun when out of the clear blue, amen, you're blessed, amen, over and above what you thought you were going to be blessed back. And we're not doing it to be blessed back, amen, but we're doing it because of the way God did it to us. And so the opposite of this is covetousness. Covetousness is a taking attitude. The word covetousness here means greediness. I'll just use that one word. Webster says that is a strong or inordinate desire of obtaining and possessing some supposed good, usually in a bad sense, and applied to an inordinate desire of wealth. Amen. Covetousness. He said, beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. Praise the Lord. Amen. Anybody in this world is not going to make you happy. There's nobody in this life that can make you happy. Amen. Happiness comes when people bless you, when they speak well of you. Amen. Nobody is blessed when you tell them off. Amen. Nobody is blessed when you curse them, so to speak, not in a literal sense. Amen. Nobody is blessed when you're angry with them. Amen. They don't feel like there's a blessing there. Amen. And that attitude and that spirit comes, amen, with covetousness. I didn't get what I wanted from my investment of time or my investment of whatever it is. Amen. Praise God. What we've got to understand is that God is involved with us. God sees everything we do, and God will reward accordingly. Amen. And this parable of the sower tonight, amen, something comes out that we seldom, maybe never see, amen, and that is the involvement of God in our lives. Whether sinner or saint, amen, we are being watched by the Lord, and He is measuring what we measure, and He is giving it back to us in the very same measurement that we measure out. In a very real sense, we are laying out the measure of our life. And God is making note of it. God is involved in it. Amen. We cannot do anything without God's noticing it. Amen. And He is, in a very real sense, making note of every part of our life. He knows how many hairs are on our head. Amen. He knows the very intimate details of our life. Praise God. He sees when we give, and He sees when we take. And there is a measurement that God gives to us that we are the ones that determine. We determine the measure of God's blessing in our lives by giving. I just lost a few more. Praise the Lord. I'm going to keep on going. Somebody encourage me here tonight. Praise the Lord. Covetousness is not good. But Matthew 22 and verse 37, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, amen, with all thy strength. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Somebody said, well, there's nothing left for me. That's not true. Right here, the Bible says, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You can love yourself as long as you love your neighbor like you love yourself. There's nobody here that doesn't love their self. You're in love with yourself. You really like that person you looked at in the mirror this morning. Praise God. Might have got scared, but you still love that person when you see him in the morning in the mirror. Praise God. And that person right there, amen, that you saw this morning in the mirror, oh, you've got such an affection for. Praise God. If you've got a hangnail in your toe, amen, you're going to spend $100 or $200 or $300 to go to the doctor so he can take care of that situation. If you've got a cold or you've got a scratch, amen, or you've got a mosquito bite or a chigger that's gotten under your skin, or some of you are already itching now tonight. Don't start itching on me. Amen. But you're going to get your little mirror out and you're going to look at it real close. Amen. You'll look at yourself in the mirror. Oh, I know exactly what I'm talking about. And you'll find a hair that's out of place. You get the tweezers and pull it out. And then you'll look at yourself and you're just taking good care of yourself. Amen. You know why? Because you love yourself. And you want everything to go good for yourself. Amen. If you like a vanilla shake, I'll tell you what, after church tonight, you're going to go get a vanilla shake. Praise the Lord. Where did that come from? Maybe that was the Lord. Amen. Look at that. He's already opening the door for blessings for me. Amen. And because you like it and you want it. Amen. And you need it. Amen. I need a Freddy's hamburger with all those little bitty fries. Amen. And then top it off with one of those Freddy's shakes. Amen. No, not a shake, a sundae. With the whipped cream and the cherry on the top and the pecans in there and the chocolate syrup and the other kind of syrup that's in there. Oh, down on the bottom, you got to work your way all the way down to the bottom to get to it. And you just smile real big and, oh, it's so good. Amen. And you know what? You can't afford it. And you know you're not supposed to have it. Amen. And the doctor says, don't do that. Amen. But we don't have to tell the doctor everything. Amen. Praise the Lord. God said I could be blessed, and I'm just going to be blessed. Whoever serves the Lord will be made fat. That's what the Bible says. I got scripture for this. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're just going to do what we want to do to bless our life. Amen. Amen. Well, if I want something, I'm just going to go get it. If I can get it, I'm going to get it because I love myself. Amen. You love yourself. Praise God. Come on now. You know. You do. And I'm just telling you tonight, you do. But he said, as you love yourself, you should love others. In other words, when you hurt, we should be able to, at some point in our walk with God, this is the path of life, amen, is not to just think about how I'm hurting or how I'm feeling or what I need. We can take those feelings, those emotions, I guess you could call it, those emotions, and we can look at other people through the eye of those emotions. If you've experienced fear in your life, if you've experienced loneliness in your life, if you've experienced, I mean, there's a myriad of things that we can experience in life. If we can take those experiences and look at others and understand how they are feeling because we have been there ourselves. And instead of criticizing them or condemning them, amen, we can go out of our way to love them as much as possible as we love ourselves, and to empathize and to feel their pain and to reach out to them. That's really what God did for us. God so loved the world that he gave. God loved humanity that was so far away from him, so contrary to him, amen, that were actually enemies of God. And in that situation, he came to this world and robed himself as one of us and came and identified with us and loved us and healed us and taught us and showed us the pathway of life and then went to Calvary and paid the price for our eternal salvation. God empathized with the way that we feel. The Bible says that he was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. And so, in other words, we do not have a high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are. Amen. He is not a God that sits up on a throne a million miles away and does not feel your pain and does not feel your suffering, does not feel your loneliness and your fear and all of that. He was touched by that. Amen. He knows what it feels like, and so he came, amen, and he gave. Praise God. It is godly to give. Amen. It is godlike to give. It is manlike to covet. And we need to be godlike. I want to be godlike. Amen. And this measure here. Amen. Love God first, and then love your neighbor as yourself. Praise God. You can love yourself, and you do love yourself. And he told this to the young man, and he turned away and went away sorrowful. Amen. When he was told that he should go and sell everything he had and give it to the poor, and he would have treasure in heaven. Isn't it wonderful to have an opportunity to have treasure in heaven? A real treasure in heaven. I want to have something laid up in heaven for me. Praise God. And the only thing I have to do is learn to give. Praise God. Praise God. Paul wrote to the Philippians. I'm hurrying here tonight. I'm going to finish shortly. Philippians 3 and verse 7. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I'd already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, that I may apprehend for that for which I am also apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press for the mark, for the prize, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore as many as be perfect, or that word means mature, be thus minded, and if anything in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Amen. What a great minister the Apostle Paul was. He learned that the measure of life was not in the things that he possessed, but in the things that he gave away. And the thing that he gave away was his life. Praise the Lord. We want our life. We want it a certain way. But Paul got to the place of total abandonment. And he said, I don't want my life. I want his life in me. Whatever his purpose and plan is. Think about it tonight, folks. Think about it. Life is very short. And for some of us here tonight, it has gotten drastically short. We're looking at the end of our opportunity. We're looking at the end of the path of life that God has put us on. Why in the world would we want to stop now? Why in the world would we want to stop now? I remember giving my life to God when I was 19 years old. And I remember 3 months after I got in the church, my wise pastor, and I didn't like it, but he did it anyway. You couldn't say no to him. And I was asked to go and teach a Sunday school class. I'd never taught anything in my life. I wasn't even good at learning things. And there were 30 boys in this one classroom. And they were all off the bus routes, and some of them were in, and the other ones was, one of them was the pastor's son, and he was the biggest troublemaker of the whole bunch. And I had to actually call him down one day. Another teacher tried to do that, and he said, "You can't say that to me." He said, "My dad's the head of this outfit." You know, he's just a little kid, you know. My dad's in charge here. Well, 3 months after I gave my life to God, then somebody came along and said, "We got some buses out here. We're getting kids and bringing them to Sunday school. We want you to be a bus captain." A bus captain? Wow, hey, now, I'm not a private first class anymore. I'm a captain now. And boy, they gave out rewards real fast in the church there, you know. And so I would go out every Saturday and knock doors and invite children to Sunday school. And then I would go and drive and pick them up on Sunday morning and take them home after church on Sunday. That was back when I was young and full of energy and could go and go and go for hours. I was just thankful that I could serve God at that point in my life. Amen. And we would go out on Saturday for 4 hours. Go out for 4 hours and knock doors and go up and down streets and hand out flyers, invite children, write their names down, come back the next morning, pick them up for Sunday school, and did that for a long, long time. And then got promoted again. Amen. All these promotions, boy. And it's more work, amen, more stuff that you can do. The more promotions you get, the more things that you get involved in that you have opportunities to give yourself to. Praise the Lord. But there were those, some of those that didn't want to be involved in those things, and they never really enjoyed serving God. And many of them are not even in the church today, and they've left God because to them, it was, you know, just self. I remember seeing one lady go up to my pastor, and she said, "I'm not going to teach in Sunday school anymore. I just wanted to run that by you." He said, "And add to more of the confusion." He said, "I don't think so. You're not resigning. You're stuck there." And she got this look on her face, but what could she say? Amen. And that lady is not in the church today. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, folks, you're going to live a life of giving or you're going to live a life of covetousness. Amen. One will work and the other will not work. One will bring you joy and the other one will not bring you happiness. It may bring you some things in this life and it may bless you in material possessions, but material possessions cannot make you happy. Amen. The things of this world cannot make us happy. Amen. True happiness is when we give. Amen. When we go out of our way to bless and to minister to others. Praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody said one time there was a lady, and I don't even recognize the name. Her name was Helen Walton. I don't know if anybody knows that name tonight. But there was a time in America where this lady was the richest lady in America. The richest lady in America. And she was number 11 as far as being the richest lady in the world. Don't even know her name. Anybody ever hear the name Helen Walton? You've heard the name? All right, Brother Tom has heard the name Helen Walton. I've never heard it. Don't remember hearing it, but she was the richest American and number 11 in the richest in the world. Wow. You know, those evil rich folks, those folks that's got everything and probably took it from somebody else. And, you know, that's the theme today. If you've got anything, then you're evil because you had to take it from somebody else to get it, which is not true at all. In most cases, that is not the truth. She had a saying, and I hope that you can remember this week. And from now on, and young person, if you can remember this, here's a person that got to wealth, possessions, probably authority and power. She said this, "It is not what you gather, but what you scatter that tells what kind of life you have lived." Amen. That was her thoughts on living life. Let me read it again. "It's not what you gather, but what you scatter that tells what kind of life you have lived." Praise the Lord. Let's stand together tonight, can we? Amen. Amen. How many still with me here tonight? Amen. All right. Got about half of us still. Praise the Lord. Whew. I made it. Amen. I'm talking about the path of life tonight. The Lord has given us a beautiful path to walk on. Amen. A beautiful path to walk on. A beautiful way to go where we can be a blessing. You say, well, I've blessed and they didn't bless me back. Well, I would just like to encourage you tonight to change the way you look at your reward. And don't look at your reward as coming from the person that you blessed, or coming from the situation that you gave to. Praise the Lord. Well, I gave to the church and I didn't get anything back. I gave to so-and-so and they didn't give me anything back. I would just like to encourage you tonight to change the way you think about your reward. Amen. Because the reward does not come from man. The reward comes from God. Go to your prayer closet. Pray in secret. And your Father which sees in secret shall reward you openly. He's my reward tonight. Amen. When you fast, don't do it so everybody can see it, but do it in secret. And your Father which seeth in secret shall reward you openly. Praise the Lord. You know what? That makes it a whole lot easier to give to your enemy. Because I'm not looking for a reward from my enemy. It makes it a whole lot easier to give to someone that's not thankful. Because my reward does not come back from that individual. I'm not doing it to get anything back from them. I'm not doing it for a response from them. I'm doing it because God did it to me. God bless me. And I didn't deserve it. So I'll just go ahead and bless somebody that doesn't deserve it and put the result in the hand of God. I think that's really the essence of faith, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Did I lose some more already? In the closing remarks, I've lost even more. Amen. But I'm telling you tonight, God is my reward. God is my reward. And when I get to heaven, it's not going to be all these people I gave to that are going to give me my reward in heaven. They may not even be there. Amen. And I don't say these things to brag at all, but I've gone and bought groceries. I remember buying many sacks of groceries, bags of groceries, as they say out on the East Coast. Bags of groceries, go to the house in a project area where there's poverty and laziness sometimes. And in this case, it was that. And we knocked on the door and we said, "We heard that you folks are in need." And we went and bought some things and we wanted to bring it to you. A hand reached out, grabbed the sacks, pulled them in, and the door shut. And there was no thank you. There was no appreciate that. And you know what? We laughed about it. Because I didn't do it to get a thank you. I didn't get it or do it to get a pat on the back or for somebody to say, "Wow, what a great person you are." Because that would be the end of my reward. That'd be the end of it, a pat on the back. I'm telling you what, I could get a pat on the back a lot cheaper than several bags of groceries. Amen. Give me a pat on the back, man. All right, praise the Lord. I'll give you a quarter after church. Amen. Well, let's turn around, Gavin. That's a good guy. I'll give you a pat on the back. Amen. We'll have our mutual pat on the back meeting. We'll meet on Thursday nights and we'll just pat each other on the back. We'll tell each other how great we are. Some churches do that. Did you know that? They have Sister So-and-So night. And they'll all testify about how great of a person she is and all that. And they do it. I've heard of that. But just hang on. If it's not your night, your night's coming up. We're going to have a pat on Courtney back night. Yeah. Praise the Lord. We'll talk about all the good things. And man, they'll be leaving this place feeling good. Now, I'm getting some of you back. Now, you're like, yeah, hey, maybe we ought to do that around our church. Forget it. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know what? I don't want a pat on the back. Amen. I want God to smile and say, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Amen. I've worked on this mansion for you. This is the cuckoo clock room. This is the grandfather clock room. Amen. This is some things you wanted, the desire of your heart that you never got in that life because you gave and gave and gave. Hey, I'm telling you what, friend, God's reward is going to be so much better. So much better. And the reward of sin will be an eternity without God, boiling in the lake of fire for eternity. Who wants to go the way of the covetous? I don't. I want to be a person that gives. I want to give. Amen. Like the old song, I want to give. I want to live the way he wants me to live. I want to give until there's just no more to give. I want to love, love till there's just no more love. I could never, ever outlove the Lord. Amen. Let's be a church that gives. Let's be people that give. Amen. Not for a reward, but simply because God did it for me. And it's just morally right that I do it for somebody else. But if I'm forgiven of all of this, and then I go find a fellow servant and I treat him badly, the Bible says I'll be thrown to the tormentors. Amen. And that's the torment of covetousness. Amen. You'll never be satisfied. You'll never be happy. Amen. Until you just live for God. You know, I'm not living for you. I'm living for God. I don't do what I do to get a smile from you. Although it's nice when you smile. Amen. It's nice when you say, Pastor, that was the greatest message I've ever heard in my entire life. Amen. Hey, that'll make a puppy pull a freight train right there. If you want to get rid of your pastor, just do that a few times and he'll preach himself to death. Praise God. But I'm telling you what, I'd do it because this is a call. God said do it. And by constraint, amen, woe is me if I preach not the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not doing it for your reward. I'm doing it for the reward that he has promised me. And we all must live for God that way. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you tonight for the word of truth. We ask you, Lord, to help us. Help us to be what you want us to be in Jesus' name. Bless these young people with wisdom and revelation tonight. Help them to see this truth. That they will not be selfish, that they will not be covetous in their life and greedy for this and that and the other, but they will be young people that know how to give and give selflessly to the work of God, give selflessly to their brothers and sisters and their family, their mothers and their fathers. I'm asking it tonight, God, lay it upon these young people. And Lord, lay it upon us adults that we would be examples to the young people tonight of giving and serving and loving, caring, going the second mile to help and to strengthen the weak. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Oh, praise the Lord. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise? Amen.